The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It's hump day, and it is a rainy hump day. Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, you have us both. Linda's running just a couple of steps behind me and being here in just a couple of minutes. It's 7 after 7 here on December the 9th. Good morning. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Get your phone close to you because Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti is going to be on today. And as has the blueprint for safety been issued, the mobile version is in Reading.com under the in Record Searchlight. So you can read it, and we're looking at it right now. 8 after 7, I'm here, of course, with Bad Bob. Bad Bob has got the weather under control here.
Well, it depends on what you mean by under control, but expect occasional rain to continue for the next several hours. It'll be cooler than yesterday. Today's high should be about 55 degrees. Rainfall during the day about a quarter of an inch. Tonight it gets windy with continuing rain. Winds possibly gusting over 40 miles an hour. We could see up to an inch of the wet stuff, which is very, very welcome. Tomorrow will go partly cloudy. As we head into Friday, we'll see a little bit of sunshine. But Saturday night, the rain moves back in. And we're seeing that pattern for the next several days. Much of next week, though, we will see some sunshine off and on. Right now in Reading, it is 52 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, they like to keep their customers warm. Their customers are warm friends, in fact, at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business, by the way, an award-winning better-known business. Give them a call, 365-3793, Chuck and Judy Kenny. Now, there's also going to be a lot of snow accumulation. At first, it's above the, above the 5,000-foot mark, but down to the 3,000-foot mark with that next front moving in.
Right. If you're planning on traveling, travel accordingly. This is kind of an El Nino pattern, so it's a little bit on the warm side, but we are expecting some Arctic air to move into the region over the next several weeks.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. In the business for over 70 years, top 100 hospital. It was ranked in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row. Their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals of our nation. Yeah. That's the top 50. And why? Shasta Regional treats people well. And they've had a great history of doing that. People are extremely happy when they go to Shasta Regional Medical Center, especially to the emergency room. You don't wait for hours when you go to the Shasta Regional Medical Center emergency room. Okay. A lot of stuff going on. You know, this thing about, all right, Bob, hop on here. No Muslims coming into the country.
I don't think it's realistic.
Trump. None immigrate into this country. It does, you know, there's, you know, those are just the headlines. Do you see other parts to it? Does this mean unless they're vetted? Or he said hold off for 2 years, you know, while we get all of our immigration under control. You know, frankly, you know, it would be silly to think that ISIS or other enemies of our nation are not putting people into the, you know, that don't have, part of the refugees aren't those Islamic jihadists that would kill Americans. It's ridiculous to think there wouldn't be some of them in there.
That I agree with. There is a threat. There is a problem. Something needs to be done.
A definite threat, right.
I think that this message that is being sent, though, by the United States is not helping. I think it's going to take a bad situation and make it worse.
Well, why? How can it make it worse?
Because it sends us, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, it sends us into an isolationist road. It almost sends the same message. I mean, look at Hitler circa Germany 1930s. He found somebody to blame for all the country's woes and brought the country up. And he had all this popular support, and look what happened.
Okay,
and I'm not saying Trump is Hitler, but it's the pattern.
Well, he blamed, you know, Hitler was blaming the United States, and of course, then he fixated on Jews, and then, but of course, then there was everybody else he also shoved into the camps. Now, the fact is can we, you know, do we stop all immigration and migration into our country, not migration. We don't want migration. We want immigration. Of course not. But do we take control of our borders again?
Oh, I agree.
How
with
about
that,
this?
Absolutely.
How about we take control of our borders and we find out who's coming into our country?
That I got no problem.
And I go back to my friend who had top secret clearances. He, his wife's a school teacher from England. There, he and his family of three, two kids, his wife and him, 3.5 years to get into our country, going through all types of background investigations. What I believe the American public wants is to know is that if anybody immigrates to our country, wants to come to our country to live and to work and to be a part of us, that some kind of investigation has been done about them. Now they're looking back and thinking this girl may have been, this woman who was the, it looks like may have been the leader in the attack in San Bernardino, may have been doing radical Islamic acts back in Pakistan where she was from. You know, they're going, you know, so they're trying, you know, they're finding this out from her. What kind of background investigation was done on her? I would like to think, and you know what, and Trump, it's you know, no, Trump, you just can't keep everybody out. But what I would like to see the government do is actually get their arms around who is coming to our country.
Oh, no, no.
You
no,
know, so that we there. Know who comes to our country and why not do background investigations. And guess what? If in some cases it takes 2 years, okay, then it takes 2 years. Now, we've also got to somehow rehab that system. So if you've got people that, you know, that have got a clean background, that we can get them in here in less than 3 years, that's ridiculous. You know, and then they spend $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 to do it correctly. That's got to be fixed. You know, this it's you know, because nobody really cared. But, you know, Trump says things. And kind of the thing that, you know, that people get wrapped around this. You know, why isn't so much anger aimed at President Obama that every time he says something that the ISIS is a JV team? Oh, we have them contained. Boom, Paris. The United States does not have to worry about any attacks here. You know, we have this under control. Boom, San Bernardino. I hope and pray he doesn't come out and say something like, there'll be no biological warfare attacks here in the United States, because who knows what will happen after that. I don't see the anger aimed at this guy. You know, so you see somebody that's trying
we're
to...
We're going
to
paint a red line.
And I'm not saying Trump is right at all, but you're seeing somebody that's making a statement of trying... Okay, we need to do something. He gives us a speech. Obama gives us a speech. Don't hate the Muslims. Fine, you're right. We don't hate the Muslims. But what are we doing to fight ISIS? What are we doing to keep our country safe? What does he say about that? What does Hillary say about that? Does Hillary say, hey, you know what? We really do need to, you know, tighten up on who comes in here. Has she ever said that? No. The only thing she has said that will reverberate over and over and over again is, what difference does it make? Oh, that was passed. What difference does it make? It makes a big difference. It makes it, you know, I don't know what her plan is. Sanders, you know, I don't even know why they give space to Sanders, frankly, at all. Now, the one thing that Trump does have is, without spending any of his own money, he's on every page and every talk radio show, and I'm talking about him today, instead of Cruz and Rubio and Christie and all these other guys. So, you know, if he's trying to do that, he's a success. Anyway, good morning, huh?
Good morning.
Hey, I like that sweater. I like that sweater.
Well, we're going to be ringing the bell. Okay, so here's what happens. We get up early, and, you know, I try to get Carl out of there as fast as I can. But here's the truth. You know, I was on my way out, you know, the thing about taking the dog out, and then I remembered that the tree needed to be watered. Well, the tree was so empty. You know, we put the tree up finally. It took a while, and thank you, Reading Christian School. They delivered the tree. It took me two containers. That's how much the tree was drinking.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just really believe you should let your tree get dry. So that threw me off a little bit, and then I just said that. So anyway, happy to be here, everybody. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, and to the reluctant caller, I had to move on quickly. She had a very lengthy discussion about something called the Johnson Immigration Act, which I don't have time to look up. We may want to look it up.
Yeah, we're going to take a break now anyway. But, yeah, we're going to take a break now. Anyway, so we want to talk about a few things today, but we'll take a quick break. Yeah, we are going to be ringing the bell today at 10 o'clock for Salvation Army at Penny's.
Even in the
Penny's.
Rain.
In the
yeah,
rain.
So I had to, we had to think about
on,
that. Get ourselves
why don't you just come on down.
Weather
and,
ready.
And we do have candy canes to give to people that give us money. We will give you a candy cane. We think of it as a fair exchange. And let, you know, especially if it's like $5 bills. Fair exchange.
We bought them yesterday. So
7:16. Yes, yeah, 7:17 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl.
Has landed at View 202. On Sunday, December 13th, join Santa and his elf for brunch on the veranda. Enjoy bottomless mimosas, beautiful music by Linda Bott, and her jazz ensemble, the sensational sounds of Shasta High School's musical choir. Bring a toy to donate to Toys for Tots and have your picture taken with Santa. Don't miss out on this magical Christmas experience, December 13th from 11 to 1:30 at View 202.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
Has your flooring seen just one too many holiday seasons? Time to renew at Shasta Lake Floors. Lots of carpet, woods, tiles, and laminates in stock that can actually be installed by Christmas. Many special order items can be installed by the new year. The lowest prices and great financing, too, with rates as low as 0% OAC. Color, style, selection, low prices, great financing, quick professional installation. It all comes wrapped up in one package at Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 8 times voted best in the North State.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 21 minutes after the hour of 7. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. Good morning.
Good morning. Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Well, you know, when we look at the forecast, and I heard you, Bob, on the way in, 100% chance of heavy rain. Heavy, heavy rain. And you know what? This is the day we are going to ring the bell. Come rain or come shine. We'll be there in front of Penny's at 10 o'clock this morning. Lows of 50 tonight. Thursday calls for rain as well. Thursday night with rain. Friday, chance of rain with our temperatures of around 51 and the lows of, let me get to the next page here. Well, anyway, no, a 30% chance of rain before 11, mostly cloudy with a low of around 40 on Friday night.
By the way, if you have an Android device, you can get My Weather Radar, which is a free application. And see the screen there? All that green stuff
cool.
is rain.
All the green stuff that's moving across right yeah. all wow. over us right now is
you know
rain.
What? We're so happy to have it, really.
Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Veteran-owned business. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know, it's getting close. Close right now. This is probably the last week. You really can go on down there, buy yourself a firearm, buy your loved one a firearm. So you have to go through the waiting period and do all that other stuff and then be able to pick it up for Christmas. So head on down there. They got some great deals going, whether it's a pistol, revolver, long gun, shotgun, any type of shooting accessory, range finders, optics, reloading equipment, anything. Want to have that gun worked on, maybe doing some things special. They've got super gunsmiths down there at Bastiani Arms. And classes. How about giving a class for concealed carry? Seth Stokes teaches it right down at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Again, go down to 2539 Larkspur, locally owned, locally operated, discounts for veterans, right down at Bastiani Arms. Okay. We talked about the us ringing the bell. Now, there's something else big going on, too. Wreaths Across America.
This weekend.
This Saturday starts at noon. Wreaths Across America. That's where you're going out to IGO, to the National Cemetery, or to the State Cemetery out there, our Veterans Cemetery. There'll be a program, a short program out there, where eighth graders read why they appreciate veterans. And if it's raining, it'll be inside the chapel, so nobody has to get wet. And then you go on out and you pick up wreaths. Take 8, 10, 12 wreaths. Go on out there and you go to the grave sites. 2,800 grave sites out there. Every one of them will have a wreath on it. So just want everybody to know is that
it's this a beautiful
is, it's
event.
It's a beautiful event. And I tell you that one year that we put all the wreaths out, and then that night it snowed, and they took a photo of it. It was, remember that? Absolutely.
Yeah, I have that picture somewhere.
Yeah, so do I. Absolutely beautiful.
It's very moving. And, beautiful. If you may have some friends of friends that maybe interned up at the IGO Cemetery. I know for us we did, and they weren't able to make it, so it was meaningful. To go and lay a wreath on in their father's memory. So anyway, it's a time. I know we're busy hovering with our homes and making the list and checking it twice and doing all that stuff. But you know, it also is a time of year that you think about families who've lost people, and it becomes a very kind of a sacred time to give of yourself. So, anyway, that's what
they're
December... You can't do anything else December 12th.
Well, they're fluffing wreaths. So, Jarhead, get out there. Getting back into fluffing mode with the wreaths to help Kim out. Kim Chamberlain, who is one of the ones that's really put this together. So, a lot of people are out there helping. It's going to be a great time. Okay. This blueprint for safety is out. The Record Searchlight sued the city to get all the versions, and all the versions were released today. And if you go to Reading.com, or you probably go to the city and find, and they're releasing all the earlier versions too. Record Searchlight was saying, hey, wait a minute, why can't we see all the drafts to see what kind of changes were being made and how, you know, and how things were being spun? Well, as it turns out that the, after going back for its fourth iteration, it's coming out now. I don't know how many changes. I know that the police chief, Chief Paletti, is not happy with it. He thinks there could be, and he'll be here, like I said, at 8 o'clock to talk about why he's not happy with it. And I guess the bottom line is if we are happy with our safety and our policing and what's going on, in our city, then this will be this is going to be a pretty good blueprint for safety. Otherwise, we have things we need to talk about in there. I'm not going to give it all away, but that's just some of the stuff that's going on. The election and the other things that are going on around here. We got people looking to run against Congressman LaMalfa. We have another person that's running that says he's running wants to run against Leonard Modi. And he's a gentleman that's working, or not working, he doesn't have a job, but he's out of Happy Valley up there. Happy Valley, is that right? Happy Valley. And is running for office against Modi, saying he wants to be hired by the people of Shasta County and wants to be their employee. They should hold him responsible. They should hold all city and county employees responsible for everything that happens. He says there should be more jobs. There should be a number of it should be more business. There should be more accountability. He is a psychologist. He has spent some time in rehab facilities. I think he's going to be interesting. We want to have him on. See if we can get him on. And it's interesting when somebody wants to run for office, why they want to run for office. And in this case, you know, he rode the bus to the Record Searchlight to be interviewed.
Really?
Yeah. He rode the bus. He said, you meet interesting people that way.
I'm not sure.
You know, this, of course, the guy is, I mean, he's out there, it sounds like, but.
Well, he may be a little eccentric. Is that eccentric? I've thought about that very often, riding the train, riding the bus. Do we know anybody who rides a bus? It's got to be quite interesting.
Do you know anybody who rides a bus?
I mean, you wouldn't.
I do know a few people, and my daughter up in Portland only uses public transportation.
Well, up in Portland, it works.
Yeah, they have a great public transportation. So I have to tell you, though, on Thursday, the day after the horrific attack, everybody on the TriMet, on the MAX train, you could feel the tension. That it was a weird sensation.
Well, you know what? I can understand that because, you know, you think about it. San Bernardino, all right, you know, tell me how you can kind of expect something in New York, right? But then think back on these. Now, this was a terror attack, okay, and somebody will say, well, there's no difference between what happened up in Oregon in that university at Occoquan, where the guy killed the people, and then the Planned Parenthood, and they're all acts of terror. They are, but they're acts of terror in a different sense. That these are people that didn't have the agenda. You could say Planned Parenthood had an agenda. He wanted to stop abortions, but I'm not sure if this guy's playing with any part of a full deck. But these two, ISIS, radicalized Muslims. That attacked in San Bernardino. See, San Bernardino in a holiday party. This you couldn't have written a better scenario to scare people, could you? You couldn't write a better scenario.
No.
Christmas party.
Terrific.
Everybody's there. An employee, and he comes back and he kills everybody. Al Akbar. You know, this kind of thing. This is why people get upset. I mean, they're upset anytime. You know, something like. When you have somebody that shoots somebody or shoots a number of people.
And now the issue.
But this gets home.
One of the issues, there's several issues around this, about their six-month-old daughter. Who should raise her daughter? The grandparents have gone to the sister and the brother-in-law. They're all trying to get custody. The state's taken the daughter. But the parents are saying at least we want her to be raised Muslim. I don't know. Remember what it was during the Iranian crisis, and if you were Iranian, you had to. I mean, I because I have a friend in Nashville who was Farsi, and she said our family was really targeted a lot when the whole Iranian thing came because and he was actually hired by the government because he spoke Farsi to be able to work for the government in translation. But she said they lived in a small town in Tennessee, and they were refugees, and she just said it was horrible the way that they were treated. No, they're really nice people.
Well, you know, you've had instances here with a sixth-grade girl in the sixth grade who was not physically attacked but bullied because she wore a hijab. And so here's the problem is people get fearful. And it's like you drawing the line between people that are attacking us and people that are on our side. If you read the letters to the editor, great letter to the editor yesterday from one of our local Muslims about love of America, and that the Muslim community has to stop this. They have to stop this. And that, you know, so there's a lot more to it.
Yeah, over in I think it's Britain, where they had the knife attack, and a bystander in the crowd, who apparently was Muslim, screams out, "You ain't no Muslim, bro," at the attacker. And that seems to have been picked up as a meme. In fact, it's a hashtag.
Ain't no Muslim, bro.
Yeah, and this guy was from Somalia who shouted it out at this other person who was.
I hope they were jumping on him.
Police were suppressing him, and
the guy's yelling, "Yeah, Allah Akbar." Okay, well, you know what? That's true. All right, hey, we got to take a break. It's 7:32 in the morning. But here's the hard part. I keep saying we have to take a break, and I don't do it. Here's the difficult part for Americans. You feel like you're under attack. You feel like you're scared, and then you're standing there, and people are dressed in a Muslim clothing, and you got to get past that. You're not in a combat zone here, but yet you've got to still be watchful and awake about what's happening around you. All right, time to take a break now. We'll be right back.
In their new home. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends and neighbors at Reading Electric Utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we wish you a safe and joyous holiday season filled with peace, health, and quality time with loved ones. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you this past year, and we will strive to keep 2016 shining bright. For energy savings information and holiday safety tips, visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning on this beautiful, rainy, blessed day. We take that rain as a gift from God, don't we? 7:35, we've needed that. We just keep thinking the lake, the critters, the food.
The snowpack. The skiing.
Snowpack, right.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, and speaking of it being cold and windy, is your heater working? If it's not, if it's not working as well as it should, Alliance Heating and Air. Come on down there and check your filters. Make sure it's working right. Check the air ducts. Make sure it's all working. Over 20 years in the business, veteran-owned business, Martin and his people here. They offer guarantees, any type of heating and cooling system they can work on 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If it's emergencies, Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. Good guys. Okay. Who are we here with?
Who are we here with? Who's here with us, you mean?
You know what? We have a big,
wonderful faces, yeah. I've been seeing a lot of lately.
huge event this Friday.
That
we want to thank, first of all, we want to thank View 202 and everybody associated with it for putting on a Toys for Tots weekend to help people. You know, of course, Toys for Tots was started by the Marine Corps Reserve decades ago. You know, I mean,
really?
I really don't even know how long ago it has been, but I know that it's as long as I can remember being a Marine. That's a long time. There's been Toys for Tots. And what they do is they go out and they collect toys and put these boxes around for people to bring in toys, unwrapped toys, new toys, so that then children from needy families can have a nice Christmas. And when I was really associated with it down in New Mexico, it was an interesting aspect that they would fly toys in from Hollywood. You know, they'd have all these big boxes of toys from Hollywood flying in, and then we would make arrangements for them to head on out to the reservations. And, of course, the Marine Corps had this long affinity and love relationship with the Navajos, you know, Navajo code talkers. And so we would take out big like a van full of toys out, and
wow.
And then break them down into smaller groups for delivery out on to the res. At the same time, be collecting toys for all the people that needed them down in Albuquerque. So, you know, this is an event that's close to my heart because it does so much good. And I just want to thank you all from JNA and View 202 and for doing this, for this weekend, putting this together and wanting to collect toys to help people. So we're here with Pam Shalo.
And Justin Heisler. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right. So this is what's really cool about the two of you and the new regime that has come in. And I've been so proud to be a part of it. You know, it has given me a great joy to be singing the Sunday brunches. But this Friday is, again, like we were talking about, a Toys for Tots. We were calling the event Jingle all the way through the weekend. Pam, since you've come on board with JA, there's been such, you know, we do know that, you know, Joe Wong and all of the associated restaurants do a lot with the community. But I have seen it because of our friendship as well. What you're trying to do to reach out with Justin to the community on so many other levels, including this Toys for Tots. I do believe this is probably the first one at the View.
That's correct.
And so we have Billy and Patrick. Let's talk about this event a little bit. We've got Billy and Patrick. Get up on that microphone a little bit more.
Right.
I know you're a little
afraid.
Yeah, Billy and Patrick are friends from over at Q97. People say, oh, you can't be friends.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can. We're friends with them.
We own the place. We can do what we want to do.
And
this is our home.
We admire them because they do
totally.
A lot for our community, too, and they're rolling in, too.
And they're a class act, and we've always – they talk about us. We talk about them. And Billy and Patrick, you know, they do a lot. Anyway, so Billy and Patrick will be there doing a live remote from 5 to 7, correct?
That is correct.
And so we were encouraging people to come on in. I don't know why you're shy about that microphone. She keeps going,
on,
I don't know.
Just
I don't
get
know.
In there, Pam. Get
I'm
in
just
there.
Letting you guys talk.
Okay. All right. Well, we're ready to stop now.
All right. So, Dustin, let's talk to you. So the guy there at 5 to 7 here, let's see. For me, I'm a visual person. So as I'm trying to plan and if people are trying to plan, I want to do a toy, I want to do something. Let's start the beginning of the event on Friday into Sunday. What's happening? Friday night starts off with the guys doing a live remote. People, there's a van. You've got the JA van, right?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the people are coming by bringing an unwrapped toy.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
And while they're doing that, their name's probably going to get called out on the Q97, and we'll probably make a list too, and we'll you're not listening to Q97 right now. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
There'll be some thanks, son. There'll be some Marines there too.
Yeah.
Two Marines will be there in uniform.
So it starts at 5 o'clock. It's at the View 202 parking lot. We've got the Premier Catering van, and that's where we're going to put all the presents for Toys for Tots. And Carl and the Toys for Tots agency was able to arrange for us to get two Marines in uniform. So we've got them being picked up, which is super exciting. And they're going to be there present. And
picked up by limo, not by the police.
Good clarification.
Picked up by limo and, nice. And brought there. Yeah.
And I think that's really important, too. First Class Shuttle is owned by people in the community. And
thank
I think
you.
It's so great that yes. they're willing to do that and support us. The outpouring of just support for this event is really great. And we just want to give back to the kids in the community and keep it here in Reading, which I think is really wonderful. So it starts at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7. We've got a live remote there, and that's going to be exciting. And then at 7 o'clock, we've got a cocktail party, and that's from 7 to 10. And we've got Linda and her jazz ensemble there singing. And Dustin can share some of the great foods and drinks we're going to have available.
Yeah, I can do that. So Friday night or evening at the cocktail party, we will have a selection of seasonal cocktails available, along with some wine and beer specials. All kind of seasonal and very fun, exciting. They're fun to play with. It's always nice to test cocktails.
Yes, and I saw some, looked like you had like special kind of a Cosmo Martini with some interesting dressing on top or
we're doing
sugar
a,
candy thing.
Yeah, we're doing a candy cane martini and also an island style hot cocoa.
So how does that
really
work?
Nice.
Island style must have Jamaican rum in it, right?
It has rum in it, yes.
Okay.
Not Jamaican, but yes, there's a nice rum cream in
wonderful.
There. Nice spice, so very, very good. A lot of fun. We're pulling the wild card. Seasonal ale is going to be available on tap, which is really nice. Coffee stout, which is it's delicious. Mm-hmm. I accidentally drank a couple of them the other day.
Well, and even I want to share food. Too, even more than just basic appetizers, you've got a carving station.
Yep.
So it's really going to be some great food.
We'll have a selection of kind of a build your own. We'll have a prime rib carving station available out there and all sorts of sauces and different breads to play with, along with some other basic ones, you know, so that it'll be nice and plentiful.
Yeah, and so this is also, you know, buy tickets, you know, for this event because everything, once you walk in to the party, it's all inclusive.
Yes.
It is. And $10 of your ticket goes back to Toys for Tots.
That's correct.
Yeah, so it's I think it's $50, and that's but then you get all the food, the drinks, everything. Then
everything's included
for the whole evening.
Yep.
And $10 that goes back for Toys for Tots, and again being able to give back to our kids. And all the, by the way, all the toys and all the money that goes to Toys for Tots stays right here in Reading. Doesn't go to a national organization. It's 100% goes to the Toys for Tots guys, stays right here.
So that's cool. I'd love to follow up on that, with, you know, like some of the wonderful stories after Christmas with what happened with some of the, you know, the surprises on the kids' faces when they
you can go
probably fell on hard times maybe and just got a toy. You know,
places that, where things were rough. And I realize that, you know, that people get tired of seeing stories all the time and hearing, you got to help these people and all this. And frankly, I do. But there's something about children. It's not, you know, the children are in these circumstances and we need to break the cycle with those kids. And maybe part of the way is to let them know that people care about them. And the way that we do that is with toys. And to have the children have something that's better than than perhaps what their parents had. So here's a good way to do it.
So we begin Friday night with the Toys for Tots drop-off. Again, that's 5 to 7 at the View. Then at 7 o'clock, go on in for the special. The food sounds phenomenal. How fabulous. And, you know, if you were to go to a restaurant anywhere, you know that it would be like that kind of fee and more. So you're getting cocktails and your food for that. Plus, I want to tell you who's going to be with me. Cleveland Bonet. Jeff Jones on saxophone and flute. He's phenomenal. And, of course, Bruce Kalin. So I have a full trio and myself. We're going to do some fun Christmas music, jazzy Christmas music. It's going to be a blast. So that's from 7 to 10. That'll be a really nice period of time. So if you can't make it at a certain time, just come by. It'll be a fabulous. Now, should we just, like, we got to take a break. Mm. We still have more to this event.
Yes, we do. That's only day one.
Only day one. Love everything that's happening over the weekend at View202. Again, this portion of the show has been brought to you by
our friends over Four Winds Jewelry. Big, 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 big. Can I say it again? Big sale going
B-I-G.
On. You know what? He only does this once a year. And he climbs up on this ladder. He puts up the sign. Jewelry sale, and he does it at Christmas, and it's still going, and I'm telling you what, people are picking up some stuff. We knew some people the other day, went in there and bought an outrageously large diamond ring.
Yes.
He has it all. State Jewelry, he's got it all. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the road from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You're not going to find a better deal, a more honest man than Leonard Silverman, who runs Four Winds Jewelry. He will make it right. Again, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with our friends from The View.
I've got the candles glowing in the dark. I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning screen debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. 52 degrees out there, going up to 57. A rainy day. It'll be clearing just a little, and then more rain, cold. Wind blowing hard today. If you've got some kind of high, you know, some big rig out there, you might want to be thinking about that. It's going to be a gust up to 50 miles per hour. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. That's right. Their customers are warm friends. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans out there. Give them a call at 365-3793. And what does this mean to you?
Will it
That's
mean
right.
Score.
Linda and I will be ringing the bell.
Yep. 10 o'clock this morning at Penny's.
J.C. Penney's. So come on out. Now, this is the way Linda rings.
I have to be in
she
rhythm.
She gets into
it has
rhythm.
To be like a,
it's a rhythm thing. With me, know, when I see you, I look at you and I go like this. I'm trying to bring. I want you to come in here and give me something, make me stop ringing the damn bell. All right, J.C. Penney's 10 o'clock. Hey, we're here with View 202 and Pam Shalo and Dustin Heisler.
Bye. Anyway, we're talking about okay. we want to get clarification
right.
here.
Okay,
we had a couple comments
right.
like, okay, one more
View
time.
View 202 Friday, Toys for Tots drop off there from 5 to 7.
With the Marines.
With the Marines will be there. We'll be there. Billy and Patrick from Q97 will be there. Mm-hmm. Come on by. Let's fill up the premier catering van with toys. And then the party starts at 7 o'clock. From 7 to 10, Linda will be singing.
Cocktail party.
And that's what the tickets are for that you can go down today and buy from View 202.
Just go to View 202.
When you go to lunch today because you've got... Okay. Special lunch.
All right.
Today.
Well, let's talk about something that will encourage you to go down to View 202 and buy the tickets today while you are having lunch because of this great thing you've got going on.
We do, actually. We've started doing a $10 lunch within 30 minutes, and it is a choice of super salad or one of our amazing flatbreads.
Wow.
Okay.
It's a great deal.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
I mean, people are thinking about, you know, it is Christmas time, so people are thinking about, okay, we do need to go to lunch. Hey, are you getting lunch parties, like office parties with that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay. Hmm. Now, that's so. Friday. Now, Sunday, more Toys for Tots.
Right. More Toys for Tots.
On Sunday.
So that's why we jingle all the way through the weekend.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so what happens Sunday?
So Sunday is going to be a great morning. We've got Santa Claus and Elf there, so we are really encouraging families to come out. And every Sunday, as you know, we've got Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble. So this Sunday, we've got her there from 11 to 1:30. And we've got also coming is the Shasta High School Choir. So we're thrilled to have two amazing talents there, along with Santa and an elf, and our amazing brunch that Dustin can share a little bit about that. But the great thing is, again, it's to support Toys for Tots. So we're encouraging people you can continue to bring presents for Toys for Tots. You can make donations. And all these people are donating their time and really giving this weekend to support an amazing cause. So we encourage bring your families out. It should be a nice event, especially with Santa and the elf there. Just bring kids. Mm-hmm. It'll be a really nice time.
I can't wait to see the elf. We've worked with 6'5" elves before.
So if it's raining, it'll be inside. The music will
that
be inside,
correct.
And you'll have a strolling Santa and an elf, and it'll be great. Bring a toy and continue with the event, right? Even then. Okay, and then, but Friday night, again, I encourage you guys, Friday night, go by the View and get your tickets. Again, $10 goes back to Toys for Tots. But it's going to be a fun, you're always looking for, I got something tickling my throat. Could you continue, please?
we start Friday. You have to buy tickets for the event. Now, you don't have to buy tickets just to come by and give toys to Toys for Tots on Friday from 5 to 7. The event starts at 7, goes 7 to 10:30. It's ten. It's drinks and heavy appetizers.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and that's $50 a ticket, but $10 of that ticket goes back to Toys for Tots. Then on Sunday, again, brunch and Toys for Tots with Santa and the Elf. It's a great place to bring the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Donate, bring toys. You know, this is a good time to have the kids bring a toy to give to a kid that to a youngster that or a child that may not be as fortunate as they are.
Absolutely.
So it's a great time to do that, and then have a nice brunch. Listen to Linda.
Now, what were you saying again about Pam? You were talking about the Premier Limo.
Yes, the first class shuttle.
First class shuttle.
Yeah, and it's owned by a wonderful family, Reading Christian family that we our kids have gone to school with, and they were willing to donate their time in a shuttle to bring the two gentlemen, the two Marines in uniform, to the view, and then they're going to sit there and just, I encourage people, if you're looking for limo service or want to go on a Christmas light.
New Year's is just around the corner.
Yes, New Year's is around the corner, and also just they take Christmas light tours through Reading, and just, again, another family giving back and doing something great for the community to support Toys for Tots, and we're very thankful for that. And just I encourage you to come out. If you're, you know, a local business, come out during 5 to 7 and drop off presents, and just let's do something great for our community, and that's really our objective in having this weekend.
Love it. Love it. Jingle all the way throughout the weekend. Again, at View on Friday night and on Sunday. And that's the lunch specials. You guys, if you're thinking about, hey, I really need to take my secretary or my staff or my friends, you just, like, rang the bell there when it came to soup, salad, soup, or what was it again?
Super salad and one choice of our flatbread. We have 8 individual, beautiful, delicious.
Oh, so you get all flatbreads. That. You get that. Oh.
Well, yeah, for $10. Yeah. I mean, that's a nice, that's encouraging.
Okay. Hey, again, thanks to you all. Thanks to J&A. For doing this.
You guys.
I mean, this
so
is
so supportive.
No, I mean that. I mean, it's thanks for doing that. I mean, Toys for Tots is close to my heart here, and I've seen all the good it can do. Mm-hmm. You know, at one point we had all these toys in a warehouse, and the warehouse got broken into, and the toys were taken. It happened
right here in Reading,
but it also happened down in New Mexico. I had a truck driver stop by and give us a check for $5,000 in Albuquerque to replenish this.
Yeah, remember we had that with the Harley drive.
And then the Harley drive, somebody broke in and stole it. And then everybody we had a toy drive. Everybody brought their bikes down. We even got more toys than before.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share something I was thinking. So we've got Billy and Patrick. We've got Carl and Linda. And Don Burton is also coming out on Friday to the event. So I just want to say, how great is it that all these, quote, competitive stations can just partner together to do great things for our community. And I really think that's amazing, and we're appreciative of that and just all the support.
Well,
I agree.
It's not surprising because, you know, and because we all know each other. And, yeah, we're competitive in a sense, but we're also competitive in the sense of wanting to help our community.
Absolutely.
So we see Billy and Patrick. We're not afraid to say Billy and Patrick in Q97 on the show. They're not. You know, we heard them saying the other day about, hey, you got to listen to KCNR if you want to listen to high school sports. And talking about that. And, you know, they give us shout-outs, we give them shout-outs. So it's there's nothing wrong about that. And Don and Linda worked together for a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he is a supporter of Toys for Tots. So great synergy.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's, you know, you got to go over a lot of these little individual things that maybe, you know, and we're sometimes corporate America, which we don't have to worry so much.
Right.
We don't worry about that at
we
all.
We don't.
But sometimes they do. And so what they do is they just take their stand, hey, we're going to do this, and it works out for the community. And I think that's the bottom line. Does it work for the community?
Right.
Yeah. So Don's going to be there, too.
Good. Yeah.
All right.
Boy, I tell you, you got the trifecta there.
Yeah.
Is everybody else in town?
Any other stations we need to call?
I don't think so. I think that was it. You got everybody.
Well, we need Mike Mangus, you know, and we need the guys out of the Channel 7 crowd. So, that's it. So,
okay.
Anyway,
Friday, bring your toys 5 to 7. Drop them off. Even better, stay for the party with us. We're gonna rock.
Got a couple minutes here. Closing thoughts, guys.
Well, one other thing to mention real quick about the Toys for Tots. I did ask that we specifically, some of that money goes back to the foster children in our community, not just Toys for Tots, but focused on that as well. So that's one of our goals, mm-hmm. too, to really mm-hmm. help those kids.
And I will say congratulations to Sophie, who her team just won the big competition, the volleyball competition.
I
don't know where she, you know, she just comes up with these things like this.
I know. Yeah,
hey, we got to take a break. Thank you.
Of
thank you so much, J&A. Pimp. Great job.
I don't know what happened. I can tell you exactly.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The Senate is poised at this hour to pass a revision of the No Child Left Behind law. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Every Student Succeeds Act, as it's known, will wrest educational control away from the federal government, give it back to the states.
It's a conservative reform with significant bipartisan support and one that will do right by those who matter most in the discussion, our children and our future.
The Every Student Succeeds Act, as it's known, replaces the Bush-era No Child Left Behind law. The House passed that bill last week by an overwhelming margin, so once it's approved by the Senate, which is expected, it's right onto the President's desk for his signature. Defense Secretary Ash Carter testifying before a Senate panel at this hour about the ongoing battle against ISIS. He says the U.S. is prepared to offer more in the way of resources, and Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Arizona Senator John McCain acknowledging the battle against ISIS is no easy task in Iraq.
The Iraqi government is weak and beholden to Iran. The training of Iraqi security forces has been slow, and the building of support for the Sunni tribal forces even slower.
Carter says that the U.S. will provide attack helicopters and additional military advisors in the battle to retake a key city in western Iraq. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been honored as Time's Person of the Year, praised today by the magazine for her leadership on everything from Syrian refugees to the Greek debt crisis. Time managing editor Nancy Gibbs spoke to NBC's Today Show.
She's been a very long-serving leader, the longest-serving in the West. She controls the world's fourth largest economy. But this year, she really was tested in how she would respond to some of the most difficult challenges that any leader is facing in the world.
Time also cited Merkel's strong response to what it called Vladimir Putin's creeping theft of Ukraine, and on its cover called her the Chancellor of the Free World. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
House lawmakers have voted to close loopholes in the visa waiver program.
Michigan's Candace Miller says for terrorists, travel documents are as important as weapons.
We simply cannot give people from other countries special access to our country if we don't have all of the information that we absolutely need to ensure that they are not a threat to our national security.
The legislation tightens the screening process for travelers from friendly countries who have visited terror hotspots. It also calls for more information sharing between friendly nations.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The Oregon Department of Transportation says landslides and high water have closed parts of many state highways. Some of the hardest hit areas were near the Oregon coast, which was hammered overnight by heavy rain that has inundated the Pacific Northwest in recent days. Strong winds have knocked out power to many homes throughout the region. At Wall Street, the Dow doing better right now, up by 147 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Wholesale businesses trimmed their stockpiles slightly in October while sales were flat, possibly a sign of modest growth this quarter. Here are the numbers from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says wholesale inventories edged down 0.1% following a 0.2% increase in September. Sales were unchanged in October following a 0.5% increase a month earlier. An effort on the part of businesses to align their stockpiles with weaker sales dampened economic activity during the summer. That slowed overall growth to an annual rate of 2.1%. percent in the third quarter after GDP expanded by 3.9% in the spring.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Pep Boys says it's notified Bridgestone it may ditch an already agreed-upon $835 million buyout offer and go instead with a competing offer from Carl Icahn's investment firm that's worth $2 million more. Icahn Enterprises offering $15.50 for each Pep Boys share. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on December the 9th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like?
Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Well, you know what? When we have the National Weather Service say heavy rain, mountain snow continue across parts of western U.S. Heavy rain today all day long with our highs of 57, heavy rain into tonight, of course, into 50 degrees of our lows. Thursday calls for 70% chance of rain. Well, forget it. It just says rain likely. Well, you know it's going to happen. We love it. Highs of 55. Thursday night is lows of 41 as we continue rain throughout the weekend. Friday calls for a chance of rain about 40% with our highs of 51. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where, well, our customers are warm friends. And we're proud to have our weather sponsored each and every day from Shasta Gas Propane, 365-2793. Good morning, everybody, and let's go to the phones here. Mardell. Good morning.
Yes, I do not want Trump to be president, and he does say terrible things. However, I don't think very many people know that the United States in the past has severely restricted different groups. The Johnson-Reed Immigration Act of 1924 was in place until 1965 when the Immigration and Nationality Act came in, and the Asians and Arabs were excluded, and there were severe quotas on lots of other groups.
So there was a precedent for this then, and I think it was done back in the 20s, like you said, and it was
1924.
And it was to restrict the numbers of Asians that were coming in and other nationalities coming into the United States. So, and I hear what you say. What Trump is saying is no Muslim should come in here until, you know, the situation, I guess the vetting process is better. I think that's what he's saying, but I'm not sure. But you're saying, well, that, there's a precedent for it.
I'm not saying that that the Johnson-Reed Act was right. It probably wasn't, but I mean, it was, that's part of our past, and
yeah.
Like I said, Donald Trump just goes over the top.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mardell.
Okay, bye.
Bye. You know what? I love our listeners because we were talking about this morning, and she called, and then please call back. You know, after that last segment, and she did. So yeah, but the Johnson, it's called. What is it called? The Johnson.
Johnson-Reed
Immigration mm-hmm. Act. Something that they severely curtailed the amount of people that could come in into our country.
Yeah, there was a percentage, and anyway, there's.
Hey.
Go online because it's rather
lengthy. Yeah. Hey, we have of course Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti with us this morning. Good morning, Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas, Rob.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, see, it's hard for you to keep that grim look on your face when Linda says things to you.
Well, I mean, you've got a huge binder there, the size of I'm not sure what. Public
my
safety.
My gosh, here it is.
Blueprint study.
And here it is. It's all like. What, 4 inches of
a little light reading
of light reading?
Oh,
right,
my goodness.
Here. You know what we're going to do is instead of getting into this and then having to take a quick break, why don't we just take a break now and then give ourselves about 20 minutes so we can talk about this. Everybody grab your phones because there's going to be some things in this that are quite interesting. And I'll be love to hear after we, after we're talking, of course, to the police chief. Our police chief is be talking to some of our, you know, our, city council and see what they think about this too. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's has got the coffee of choice for anybody, whether you want a latte or a cappuccino or any just an exotic type of coffee blend or tea there, plus all types of gifts for a Christmas in exotic coffee by the pound or wines or spirits. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just full of surprises and presents for those you love. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive. A veteran-owned store, like I said, with discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's. All of this, Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages, and then we will be talking with Reading Police Chief Rob Plety about our blueprint for safety. Good, bad, and different.
With a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Hi, this is Linda and Carl Bott. Join us Friday, December 11th at View 202 as we kick off Jingle Through the Weekend on the Veranda and the V Room with a fabulous cocktail party featuring fun martinis, lots of appetizers, beer, wine, and my jazz quartet from 7 to 10 p.m. And our veranda features fire pits and heaters to keep the area cozy.
And Linda, this is also a great opportunity for our community to support the United States Marine Corps Toy for Tots program by bringing a new unwrapped toy and giving it to one of our local Marines. These toys stay in our community and ensure more children have a nice Christmas.
Tickets for this holiday event are $50, with $10 from each ticket sold going to Toys for Tots. Buy your tickets at U202 and join us for a great evening as we celebrate the beginning of the Christmas season of joy and giving.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends and neighbors at Reading Electric Utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we wish you a safe and joyous holiday season filled with peace, health, and quality time with loved ones. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you this past year, and we will strive to keep 2016 shining bright. For energy savings information and holiday safety tips, visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl
for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers in corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:15 in the morning here on December the 9th. 52 degrees, going up to 57. We have rain and heavy winds today and more rain tomorrow. This portion of the show is brought to you by, the Civic Auditorium. Jay Leno is coming March the 26th, and we're going to give away some tickets here.
A lucky listener of our station will be able to win two tickets by calling, faxing, or emailing in their request all this week in this December 10th, we'll pick a lucky winner on air.
That's it. So give us a call at 530-605-4567. Enter as many times as you want. And we'll just take your name and number and we'll throw it into the hopper. Or just send us an email at molly at kcnr1460.com. Or you can fax us at 605-4561. But it's easier just to call 605-4567 and you can win some Jay Leno tickets for March the 26th. I know it seems far away, but you know those tickets are expensive and you can get yourself a good setup, good pair. Okay. Speaking of a guy that's here in serious ears, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, the blueprint for public safety is now out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to address the whole thing because I'm here with, you know, the police chief, and I'd like to address the part of it that touches on you. What do you think about this? I know the drafts came out and you were unhappy with the draft.
Well, what I'm going to do over the weekend is really kind of go through it almost like I would a grand jury report, where I look at each recommendation that he's making and I'm going to put agree or disagree and why I agree or disagree. So, you know, the report itself, you know, a lot of the what it talks about is the efficiency and effectiveness of the Reading Police Department, and a lot of those, you know, things we just acknowledge. You know, it takes us a long time to process a report. We don't use, you know, detailed crime analysis information to help with investigations and patrol because we don't have any. And so that's kind of the impetus for this, you know, and there's a lot in here that really bolsters our computer system upgrade and improving that technological infrastructure of the police department so we have those assets to utilize in investigations and patrol. He's recognizing the fact that we have an aging vehicle fleet and we need a more steady funding stream going into the police department to keep that vehicle fleet up to date and safe. Rather than running police cars, you know, at extremely high mileage when they start to really, you know, become a problem. Where I differ from the consultant is in the staffing model and the way that the staffing assessment was done and where his recommendations are that we put staffing in the Reading Police Department. I've said for a long time that we need, you know, CSOs in patrol as the first priority. He's recommending that we put them in patrol, but just to handle homeless transient nuisance calls, which I think is unsafe.
You're talking about the CSOs.
Yes. You don't put
These are unarmed. They're trained, but they're unarmed.
You don't put unarmed civilian employees as the primary responding unit to suspicious persons.
And that's what a CSO is.
CSOs are there to take non-injury traffic accidents and low-level property crimes that are completed where there's no suspect on scene or there's no suspect follow-up. If there's suspect follow-up, then you get a police officer to do that because that's where the danger comes
in. They do not report to a suspicious person.
They do not report to a suspicious person. They do not report to an assault call. They do not report to a lot of the things that are in here. Now, the justification for that is that a lot of our calls have a very low handling time. Well, but there's no analysis in here of response
when
time.
When you say a low handling call.
So a low handling time.
Time.
So the officer calls 5 minutes later, 15 minutes later, he's clear. Well, a lot of that, I think, has to do with response time. And I'll give you an example. If you have a fight and the officers get there in a minute and you have four guys fighting in the street, you possibly have people going to the hospital, people going to jail, and a lot of reports to write and interviews and everything else. That could take, you know, 2-3 hours to clean that up. If the officer gets there 3 hours later and the fight's over, he's going to clear that call in 5 minutes. So he's saying that because the majority of our calls have very low handling time, they should be handled by CSOs. But I think that that equates to our slow response time because we don't have the staffing level we need to improve that response time.
So by the time you guys get there, it's over. And
right.
People have dispersed already.
Well, if you have a suspicious person call and you get there and you catch the guy and you find out that he's got burglary tools and stolen property, that investigation could take 2-3 hours. If we get there 3 hours later and the guy's gone, that's going to take us, you know, 15
or
minutes
even,
to check
even
the area.
30 to 40 minutes later.
Yeah. Response times, I think, are a key indicator of how what level of service a police department is delivering
to
the community.
Let's just get down to the short hairs here then and just say that let's talk about emergency response time.
We're about the last time we ran it, and we have to kind of do it manually, it was 15 minutes, 58 seconds.
Okay, 16 minutes to get to an emergency response. What's an emergency?
You know, obviously shootings,
active shooters,
minutes. Injury, traffic accidents where there's threats to life.
Right.
You know, those are the things.
People
that
breaking
we,
into your house,
absolutely.
Assaults on people.
I don't think it's right. A good idea for us to keep emergency response time where somebody's, you know, locked in their bathroom because there's somebody in front of their house for 16 minutes.
Okay. Now, I want everybody to write this down. It takes 16 minutes emergency response times for our officers to get there. An emergency. This is active shooter. Okay. Active shooters, which last for how long? 5 to 12 minutes sometimes. You know, that 7-minute mark. Sometimes you'll never be there anyway because it's, you know, it's a minute, 2 minutes. But this is what this Blueprint for Safety is saying, that this is okay. What did they say about the emergency response time?
Well, he doesn't really do an evaluation of that. He bases all of his staffing response or staffing analysis off of one statistic, and that's proactive time, how much free time the officers have. And the majority of that, you know, it's about – if you go from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and you average those time frames, it's about 11%, which is about an hour a day. But it's broke up, so it's not 1 hour that the officer gets. It's 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 15 minutes there. Really what it means is they have no proactive time. They're consumed with community-generated calls for service. Well, that's when we're talking about putting the CSOs in patrol to take all those reports to free up the officer's time.
Right.
So the CSOs in patrol are a huge factor for us, and I don't agree with the way that they're being recommended they be utilized in the report. He wants to use them because he says they're going to have a softer approach to the homeless than the police officers will. Well, quite frankly, the officers will have their approach that we assign them. So if I tell, you know, Officer Snyder, you're going to go out with this homeless outreach group and you're going to show a softer approach to the homeless, that's the approach he's going to use. If I put guys on bikes and say, I want you to go do enforcement, then that's what they're going to go do. So I don't think that CSOs are the answer to these homeless, what he's calling homeless transient calls. But not all of our suspicious people, not all of our assaults, not all of the crime types that he's listing are actually homeless. You've got dangerous people out there, and it's very hard to disengage. And that's his justification.
Well,
they can disengage if the person becomes combative. You ever try to disengage when somebody's hitting you in the face?
Well, that's,
you know, it's not that easy.
You know, the guy seems like he's giving the best, you know, he's putting the best of all worlds on it, like nothing's going to happen. Let's go to the phones. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
I don't know if this is a will or a shall document, but I think that it's just causing you an awful lot of stress because those people are idiots that put it together. I think for your plan that you're going forward on, you know, is this good, is this not bad, I think that's even putting too much time into it because you're smarter, you know better. I mean, you and Tom know better. So the point is, find out where this is going to affect your procedure.
Well, I really appreciate that, Mary. And really one of the recommendations that he makes in the report is that I put a course of action plan together last year to give to council when Measure F was being considered. Because
I remember when you said that to us.
So what he's actually recommending is that we update that into more of a strategic plan with measurable goals and objectives. And my staff and I are working on that now, and we'll have a staffing analysis as part of that as well, because I think we really need to look at, you know, citizen to population ratios. What is the average for a community our size? Now, when I mentioned that, he put in here the reasons why the International Association of Chiefs of Police says you shouldn't use population ratios. Well, you don't use it as the sole base. You use it as part of the analysis. So, but if you look at 5 of the 6 reasons that's inserted into the public safety blueprint on why you don't use population ratios, 5 of the 6 support the Reading Police Department having more officers. You know, when I talk about response time, there's a map in here that shows drive time. And basically what it looks like to me is a fire department station map. But we don't work from a station. We are spread out in the community, and we have to respond from where the last call was. So although he's only judging drive time is only half the response time because the officer has to get free to be able to respond. So I just think that the depth of the analysis of what we do is a little shallow, and I think there's a lot of estimates of time in here that can be you know changed slightly and get huge changes in percentages when you use estimates. So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff in the public safety blueprint, and but there's a lot of when it comes to the staffing level of the police department, that's where I take issue with the report.
Okay. When we talk, and it's well known that we've got 7 police on the street for 60 square miles.
Right. And really, you know, he
that's scary.
There's a lot that talks about vacancies in the police department in this report, and the vacancies that we've had have not been hiring vacancies, although we're starting to have that now and starting to have more trouble hiring people. We're just not getting applicants. And I think that has more to do with, you know, national rhetoric and other things going on where young people don't want to go into law enforcement. Realistically, if you look at the salary range of the Redding Police Department, we're equivalent to Sacramento and Stockton. We're not equivalent to the Bay Area, but everybody is competing for cops. So, you know, and one of the analyses that he makes in the report is that the Redding police officer's compensation is fair in order to attract people. The problem is we're not getting an applicant pool that wants to come into law enforcement. So we may really have to look at hiring off the street and sending people to an academy, which means that takes 6 months of that position while the person's in the academy that person's not in patrol. We've had some entry levels lately that have no police experience that we've hired that spent a couple weeks, a month here and said, hey, this ain't for me. And I congratulate them for coming to that self-realization. But if that was our $57,000 we invested to send them to a police academy, that's a big loss to have somebody, you know, figure that out after we pay the money to send them to the academy. So, but that may be a route that we have to go. And the agencies, you know, I just had a conversation the other day with the chief in Stockton, where I came from, and he's got in a big hiring push. But they're still hiring 1 to 2 officers per 100 applicants that can actually make and meet the requirements to become a police officer for psychological testing and drug testing and, you know, everything else. And then we've had a couple that we just didn't make the FTO program lately because they can't write a police report. Kids, if you want to go into law enforcement, you have to be able to write. And English
and
is a huge
you spell.
If you can't document what you've done and what you've investigated, you can't be a police officer. That's the most valuable tool that we have is our officer's ability to write. And
right.
If you can't, you know, LOL and OMG doesn't work in a freaking police
right.
report.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I can just see that.
OMG. Yeah. OMG.
I use those two because those are the only two texting things I know.
OMG.
Letter U and the number 2 are not words.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
going
you know,
so
frankly,
fast.
OMG is probably what I would use a lot anyway. Oh, my God. Look what happened.
I prefer syllables.
All right. So,
it's going to be challenging for us.
Let me ask a question. I said I was going to ask about others, but since the majority of the calls you guys go out on, can lead to a violent call, and they're talking about okay, community service officers can go out there and you know they're saying go out there and confront homeless people and all these things, which of course can lead to violence. And then what do you do then? Which the first time that you get a community service officer out there that gets smacked in the face or stabbed by a transient or somebody on drugs or something like this, a suspicious person. That's going to cost the city because, hey, I'm not trained to do that. I shouldn't have been sent out on this thing, that blah, blah. But the fire department, which goes out like 80% of their calls, goes out on non-fires. Did they address this by, you know, because I thought I saw something in there that they were going to, that they wanted to hire more firemen. Why do you need to hire more firemen? Why don't we just take like 50% of their calls and give them to ambulances?
Well, realistically, there is a... If you look at public safety,
cheaper.
The combination between police and fire being public safety, both need to be present in good quantity and in proper staffing in order to attract business to a community. So it's my understanding, and you'd have to have Chief Gray in here to talk about the fire department.
I'm going to have him come in.
I'm not an expert on fire, nor do I claim to be. But with 2 firefighters on a truck, they can't make entry into a building. They can only stand outside and spray water, and that's a California standard.
Right.
Without 3 firefighters per building per truck, they can't make entry into the building. So if I'm a businessman looking to come to Redding and create a manufacturing facility, say, am I going to want to come to a city that if my manufacturing facility catches on fire, they can't make entry until they get two or three trucks there. So I think it really is a balance between, and I've said this before, it's a balance between properly staffing police, fire, jail bed space. And there's a component in here that I've actually got him to change, because originally in draft one, this blueprint talked about a homeless resource center. And what I talked to him about is what you're outlining. And Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission was part of my working group.
And Jonathan's going to be on here in a week or so.
And so what I asked him to do, what we did is we looked at what he was recommending that a homeless resource center do compared to what the Good News Rescue Mission is already doing, and they were duplicates. So I said, let's do some gap analysis. And where our gap is right now is mental health and drug treatment capacity for that resistive population. And this has actually changed to now being a mental health outpatient center, but I still think that needs to be a 24-hour crisis stabilization unit with outpatient and sobering center, and I just ran up about $10 million.
But the point to that is if you can take somebody in there and drop them off, that saves you hours, first of all, and it saves taking them to the emergency rooms.
Yeah.
You know, you'll make up that much money in 1 month.
Jail bed space, it saves emergency room beds for those that are acutely ill and not 5150. Yeah. Our 5150s, emergency rooms are not set up to deal with somebody that's 5150. So when we have these people that are in...
5150 is a danger to others.
It's a mental health crisis.
Right.
So if we take that person to an emergency room, you know, God love our emergency room staff at Shasta Regional and Mercy. The nurses and doctors do a great job, but they're not psychiatrists. That person needs a trained psychiatrist and nurse practitioner that does mental health to get them out of crisis. They sit in a hospital bed and they get telemedicine, meaning they're Skyping in a doctor from somewhere else where we have the resource. We need to get a crisis stabilization and outpatient here.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We're going through this public safety blueprint study, which is saying is that, well, we really don't need any more policemen. We just need less crime. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Shots provide protection against the flu virus. Owens Pharmacy reminds you, it's not too late to get a flu shot. Visit any Owens Pharmacy and get protected. No appointment necessary. Get a flu shot today.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. the main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to something here. Welcome back.
I didn't know it was a live rendition with the crowd.
Right.
Oh, there it goes.
All right. Hey, yeah. The final countdown.
Welcome
I mean,
back
that's become like a big deal, like, right, Carl, on some kind of commercial. But here you are in KCNR 1460. Welcome back to our live show. 834, 52 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you doing this morning? It's not hump day, is it?
It is hump day.
It's hump day. We're going to be out ringing
the camel has spoken.
The camel has already spoken this morning.
Heavy rain today with our temperatures high of 57 and our tonight, again, with our rain lows of 50. Thursday calls for rain likely with our temperatures around 55 with our lows of 41. And again, more rain on Friday with highs of 51 and our lows of 40. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Prime. Shasta Gas Propane, always, where our customers are warm friends. There you go.
Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, veteran-owned business. And you can get a discount if you're a veteran or a senior. Right there with the best haircuts in town and the cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Reading Police Chief Rob Pledy is with us today, and I think that we can boil this down to this. The Blueprint for Safety says calls us a rural area, when indeed we are an urban sprawling, a sprawling urban area. It means that we have a lot of open spaces. We cover 60 miles. And he says that this is the kind of, policing that you should expect for this rural area.
I think really, in the end, you're going to see a difference in philosophy between the consultant and myself on what level of service that this community should have. Ultimately, though, as Mary said, this is not a will or a shall report. It's suggestions. And in the end, it's going to be up to a community discussion to decide what level of service they do expect. And that's one of the things, when I said that there's reasons why the IACP says you don't use population ratios. One of those is what is the community's expectations and priorities? But we haven't asked them yet. So to say that, you know, you can't have a certain response time or a certain level of service is really set by the community, because in the end, it's them that has to pay for it. So it really is a matter of, I think, more community engagement in finding out what do you expect of response time? What do you expect of a level of service from the community? And I, you know, I told... When I did the live chat yesterday with the Record Searchlight, I had a conversation with Jenny Espino and Joe Sadowski, and I told him, you know, if I could wave Rob's magic wand, and we went tomorrow, and I had money and everybody hired, and tomorrow we went to, you know, 150 officers and 30 CSOs, what do you think would happen to the crime rate?
No, we'd drop.
I think it'd go up.
Oh, they go up?
Because when we had better response times and people didn't have to wait 3-4 hours, we'd start capturing the crimes that we're missing now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is about, you know, what level of service do the community want from its police department, and what are you going to be satisfied with? And
I think a 10-minute emergency response would be nice instead of 16 minutes.
Well, you know, there's urban communities that have 3 or 4.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, with 60 square miles to cover.
Yeah, 10 minutes is, but you're right, it is 60. And the only way, you know, even if you doubled the number of police per shift, mm-hmm. so you had 14 instead of 7, your response time would drop dramatically. But like you said, our crime rate would probably go up because we're catching more people. But that would only be up to a certain point.
Right, absolutely.
And then that would level off and start to drop because, as they proved in New York, when they went after arresting everybody for anything, that the crime rate went up dramatically and then dropped dramatically for years after that because there was nobody else to arrest.
Well, you know, realistically, I mean, if you look at Bratton when he was the chief in L.A., you know, and everybody was, oh, you know, the savior of Los Angeles and you know, Chief Bratton. And he's a great cop, and I'm not trying to take something away from him, but he had over 2 officers per 1,000 residents. He was like at 2.5, 2.6 officers per 1,000 residents in LAPD. We're at 1. And that doesn't even count those that you don't bring in on the unaccounted for population that's not in the census. Students at Bethel, Shasta, Simpson. It doesn't take in the homeless population that isn't counted in the census population. And it doesn't take into account commuting workers. Reading is a hub city for Shasta County, and everybody commutes to Reading predominantly for work and other things. So our daytime population swells significantly, but we're not accounting for
the fact that
we have to service them as a police agency.
We're talking like maybe probably 150,000 people during the day up here. Probably it goes
the estimates
up
that I've
40.
Heard are probably up to between 130 and 140 is the estimate.
Okay, so 130, 140 during the day that are here.
It'd be interesting to see what the market studies from Walmart and Costco show as they're judging whether or not they're going to build a bigger facility to see what their customer base is. Because that really does equate to what our population, you know, base that we have to service. How many rooftops do they think that they're servicing with a Walmart or a Costco?
Because of the people that come into town are the ones you end up policing anyway, especially on the weekends.
Well, and if you look at, you know, now we're talking about putting Costco up on Oasis Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at everything from almost the same perspective is, what's the effect going to be on the calls for service, and how am I going to protect the public safety in that location? And now you're putting a major shopping center at the north end of our jurisdiction, and right now we struggle to even give police service to Tierra Oaks. So, you know, it is really, if you really talk about it, does somebody that lives in Tierra Oaks deserve a longer response time than somebody that's downtown? Because if I concentrate everybody just where we have calls for service, who's out patrolling the neighborhoods at Shasta View and Rancho? Because cops in neighborhoods are a deterrent to crime. Who's out patrolling those neighborhoods? The answer is nobody. So it really is a matter of having a community discussion. Now we've got his recommendations and analysis. Now let's have a community discussion and let's make some decisions as a community as to what level of service. If you're happy with the status quo, that is largely what this report gives you. And ask yourself, do you feel safer today than you did before the Reading Police Department was cut?
Okay, and that should be something simple to answer. And it comes right back down to it, my friends, to the city council. And we have city council elections, so trust me, I'm going to be asking everyone that's running for city council, have you read the Blueprint for Safety? If the answer is no, right then you need to start thinking. You know, I mean, nobody's coming in tomorrow. I'm not going to ask them tomorrow. But I'll give them a week, 2 weeks before they start rolling back in here again. In fact, Leonard Modi will be in here in a couple of weeks on a Monday. And I'm gonna ask, and because part of this is where do we put them? Once we police them, where do we put them? Have you read that part yet?
And there is recommendations in here that the county should revisit the 128-bed facility.
And expand it.
But we're also talking about, in order to get to those funding levels or those growth levels, what we're looking at is there's several different recommendations in this report that have to do with what is our current staffing level, and then if the county overall got $5, $10, $15, $20, $25 million in more funding, how would that be spent? Now, whether that's organic growth or sales tax, either way, what does that look like? Well, unfortunately, though, and this is one area where I think that, you know, maybe we were a little unfair to the consultant, is, yeah, spread $25 million countywide when the sheriff or I alone can chew that up in staffing and needs for our department. So it is. We did ask him to spread money pretty thin because jails alone are an enormous expense. And now you talk about adding a mental health facility to that and other things. You know, it is a balance, and we need to have a balance between staffing,
fire. Yeah, because not everybody's talking, you know, on the mental health thing. By the way, here's a comment in here. If we knew that we could have law enforcement officers there in 10 minutes, we could manage our ammo, making sure that we have enough for a covering burst as they appear, to give them some covering fire. I think that's a good point. You know, that now you manage, it's managing your ammo.
Or know how much to store.
Or to store, right. Okay, you know what? That was pretty good, Jarhead. The thing about this is, too, because there's other things. Would we need as many police? Would we need as many police if we had the sobering center? Would we need as many police if we had a real viable mental health facility here? Would we need as many police if we had a way of pushing the transients and the illegal camps out of here? See, all of these reflect on how many police we need because we don't have any of that.
Well, yeah, but you know, I think what it's going to say.
I don't know if that's a fair question. But you see what I mean?
I think a mental health facility is going to save us on jail bed space.
That's one.
Number two, I think it's going to free up our hospital room. So when our sick citizens need to get to a hospital bed in an emergency room, they're not tied up. At one point, there's 27 emergency room beds at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I sit on their board. 10 of them were tied up with 5150 holds. That leaves only 17 beds, almost half the capacity, tied up with 5150s. There was a 5150 that sat at Mercy Medical Center for 47 days.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
Now, you know, that's
47 days.
And that's not a dig on Donnell or Health and Human Services.
They were trying
to find him a spot. But none of the private agencies that they'll pay to send him to would take him because he was that crazy.
And let's go back to this, is that the number of mental beds, hospital beds, at one point in this country were well over a million. And now it's like a third of that in this country. So, I mean, when you start talking about how many beds and bed sites there are, because I remember going to these hospitals in high school, so we kind of learn about mm-hmm. these kind of things. But we need probably a facility around here. If it had 100 beds, we could fill it up.
If you did residency. We're not talking about a residency. We'll still
But just think about it. I mean, if you had a sobering center, and this is what we talked about, that sobering center, we could drop guys off or girls mm-hmm. off there, and they would be helped as part of a mental health facility, sobering center, and then a way of trying to get them into a residence as they, you know, as they recover.
Or you know, more continued outpatient to where they don't need to go to a residence. So, you know, there's a balance of what we need to do. And I'm not by any means saying that the Reading Police Department wants to suck it all up and take, you know, I need 250 cops. I think a balance, that if we could get back to pre-recession levels for policing and we could get some additional bed space and we could build our mental health and drug treatment capacity to the point where we can deal with this population that is really stealing to support their drug habit. And then we can keep them and divert them out of the jail, and then we need less jail bed space.
All right. Now, here's another way we can handle part of these problems. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his professional NRA instructors will teach you how to carry a gun safely in a concealed carry training that they offer in all seven counties up here in the Northern California region. If you don't have a gun and you still want to get your CCW, but you're not sure which gun to use, they will provide a gun and ammo for you for your training and then help you select the right pistol for you to carry afterwards. Remember that you are responsible for your own safety. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Another way of keeping yourself safe out there on those dangerous streets.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Redding's own Civic Auditorium.
The Redding Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit RedingCivic.com or the Redding Civic box office.
See you at the show!
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 10 minutes until 9 o'clock.
Hey,
with Carl and Linda Bott here.
Absolutely. We were talking in the 7:30 segment with Dustin and Pam Shalo, View 202 and the Toys for Tots. Love the power of radio and people who are passionate and part of our community. Well, Nick Webb
and his wife Michelle came through here.
The beautiful Webb couple.
Yeah, I mean, here's, you know, the major inventor around here in Shasta County.
50-plus patents.
50-plus patents. Plus, he writes books, and he appears everywhere, and for, you know, on all types of speaking engagements.
The
and
power
by the way,
couple.
We'll be on our show tomorrow morning. Brought in like
Six boxes. 24 boxes inside of the box
for Toys for Tots. For
Tots.
Thank you so much for what you've done. And
an invention by
Nick. And these
by
are brand
Nick.
New, and they're like learning
right,
toys,
right,
too.
Factory fresh.
So.
Fantastic.
But he'll be on
Thank
tomorrow
so
morning.
Much.
We're going to catch up with Nick Webb on if anybody can catch up about what this guy is doing. Thanks again, buddy. Okay, we're here with Redding Police Chief Rob Pletty, and we're talking about the blueprint for safety. Obviously, the chief's not happy with it. However, the bottom line is, when you look at it, if you're happy with what the way our policing is, then this is going to be a happy study for you. He wants you to hire six more sergeants, want them to be a liaison to the homeless continuum here, I guess. I think I'd rather have a patrolman on the street on a bike than I would a sergeant. You know, I mean, those guys on the street are also being kind of like a liaison to the homeless and to the transients. I mean, you could say that.
Well, yeah, you know, like I said, I mean, it really is going to be a community discussion, and I think his philosophy on the level of service that Redding deserves from the Redding Police Department is different than mine. And, you know, ultimately it's going to be up to the community to decide what they want to see from their police department and
okay.
and what they want to. But I do want to highlight, I mean, a little side note from the Public Safety Blueprint, and you and I talked about this yesterday, and I'm really proud of the officers that
yes.
were graveyard.
Yes.
Yesterday or day before yesterday, we had a 5150 or somebody that was. We deal with him quite readily.
Everybody needs to listen to this. This
we
is
had a
pathetic.
Marine Corps World War II veteran that was displaying his flag in front of his house for Pearl Harbor Day.
Right.
And this guy just you know, not right in his mind, went up and tore down his flag. Took it in the middle of the street and started to burn his flag. And the neighbors, yelling and screaming, the neighbors called my guys to get there.
What time was this?
It was late in the evening.
Late in the evening.
It was our graveyard guys.
Yeah.
The guys pitched together, and Officer Dennis Mack went and bought a new flag and put it back on his porch. So, you know, that's the kind of things that police officers do.
That you don't hear about.
That people don't hear about. You know, you see all the criticism in the press, and you see, you know, when cop does something wrong. But people don't see the little things that they do that go unrecognized that our guys do. And I thought specifically your
shout out to Dennis
would,
Mack.
Would appreciate that. But
let's have the Christmas bell of happiness.
Yeah, you know what? That really moves me.
Well, it moves really me, first moves of all, me. Is you already know who this guy is because you've had all these problems with him before, and he's still out walking the streets. This is a perfect example of somebody needs to be in some kind of institution where they can get him off of whatever it is or get his meds to where they're supposed to be so he's not this problem. Okay, I'm going to shift gears totally here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the sound of gear shift. A lot of people out shopping. Let's talk safety.
Well, you know, we cover this
because
every Christmas.
Yeah, I know. We don't have enough police. We know that. So, but let's talk about be aware of everything that's going on. So lay it on us, Chief.
Well, it really is. I mean, you know, I covered this last year, and I'll cover it every year. And, you know.
It's a good time to do it.
It's the criminals are watching you when you're out shopping. And so, you know, I tell people all the time that, you know, we if you take gifts and things out to your car, they will watch you do that. And if you go back into the mall or you go into another store, they're gonna be walking around looking, and your little hiding places don't work. So, you know, when my wife and I go Christmas shopping, she's the shopper and I'm the mule, and I carry all the stuff until we're done. And you know, if you have teenage boys, let them muscle up and just make sure you carry that stuff with you, because or take trips home and take expensive items home, because there is that group out there that wants to victimize you and take your stuff. You know, with the increase in heroin and the desperate nature of the criminals that need to get their drugs, you know, we have seen, you know, a minor increase in robberies, but we don't want to see a lot of purse snatches start taking place. So realistically, look at what you really need to take shopping with you when you go to the mall. Do you need the big purse, or do you really just need an ID and a credit card in your back pocket? So, you know, let's think about things from a crime prevention standpoint, both in our vehicles, in our homes, so we don't put, you know, I know the Christmas tree looks beautiful in front of the front window with all the packages, but looks good to that criminal, too, that's looking to steal that stuff. So, you know, just think from a crime prevention standpoint, both in your personal safety and in your property and your car safety, so that we can make sure we have a good Christmas season. And we don't have to. Last year, we actually had to go take reports from a guy that lost all of his Christmas packages on Christmas Eve because he was...
Oh, dear.
He went and took them all into the car to go and ran back into the house real quick, came back, and it was all gone.
Oh.
So... You know, let's just think, you know, from a crime prevention standpoint, so we don't have victims drinking.
You know, make sure that your all the bushes around your house are down, so people can't hide there. You know what? This is a good time to go out and get alarms. And,
it is.
You know, have an alarm on your house. You know, the security lights when they come on. You know, Wade Riggs and Bobette had caught the guy that went through her stuff because the lights came on and he had a security camera.
Mm-hmm.
And he got like 12,000 hits on this thing, and they identified the guy that broke into their car.
Well, and Haven Humane's got a lot of good dogs. And you know what? Go get yourself a dog for Christmas.
Doesn't have to be a big dog.
Doesn't have to be a big dog, just one that's protective enough to make noise when you're not there. I love dogs. I'm a big proponent. I got four of them. And I really think... Exactly.
Yep.
I really think that people should have an animal at their house that's more aware than they are. And, you know, Fluffy the cat, although God love, I love my cats too.
Have four dogs?
I have four dogs, yeah. Well, I have two dogs. My wife has two Yorkshire Terriers. I call them rodents.
No,
so the
Dobie belongs to her.
Well, he's actually my dog. She just stole him. So she's a thief.
The Dobie belongs to her.
Yeah, he does now. That's why I got my little female lab that loves me.
So
but,
really, it's the Yorkshire.
You know,
those are yours.
Those are my wife's.
You know, it tells you something about the man that's lonely. He has to buy a dog to love him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm shallow. I need that reinforcement. It really is. I mean, but...
Well,
Elk Killer
barks. And Elk Killer hits that door barking. And, yeah, she's not that big. But she's very good at alerting on it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, because she's very possessive of that house.
They hear what you don't, they smell what you don't, and they make noise to alert you to what's there. And actually, it's funny because when somebody comes around, it's usually the Yorkshires that are barking while the Doberman and the Lab are still asleep. So they're the alarm, and then they get their backup from their friends.
We have friends that have a dog that's trained very, 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 very well trained in protective services. You know, I mean, this dog can, you know, is like that. And when you come up to the house, the Lab comes up with its tail wagging and all this. This other dog sits there and looks at you. Doesn't growl, doesn't do anything, just sits there and looks at you while the Lab is real friendly. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, yeah, hop that fence. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay.
Well, just think, you not just make your Christmas and make your kids' Christmas, you also make that dog's Christmas getting it out of the shelter.
Okay, so this is a big time of the year. You know what? If you think that you know that nobody's watching, if they're you know you're out in all these you know out in the shopping mall and you throw your package in the back seat, it takes them a second to break that window, literally to break that window, reach in and take out your packages and leave. So just be aware out there.
iPads, and, you know, anything boxed, anything.
And you know what?
What if they'll take your 250 shirts we're taking to the dry cleaners?
Well,
yeah. I don't know what size are they.
Anyway, hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And y'all be safe out there. This is just a
it's a rough time
out there. We know that, and just to know that you and all
Thank
of your men and women are appreciated. You know,
they're working real hard.
They are.
And you know, we see a spike this time of year in domestic violence and other things because the holidays put a huge stress on people. And just remember, if the holidays are putting stress on you and you and your spouse are having a problem, then go take a walk.
And can we just throw out one more time? It's going to be kind of a wild day out there weather-wise, so please plan accordingly, especially if you're heading up into the hills. Streets are slick.
And Linda and I will be at JCPenney's from 10 o'clock, ringing our bell. Okay, so come on by and say hello to us and bring some cash. We'll give you a candy cane. All right, everybody, tomorrow, Nick Webb, Trish Clark, and I will be here. We got a lot of stuff going on, talking about things that are happening in our community. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
Down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI director has been briefing members of Congress on the terrorist couple responsible for the deadly San Bernardino attack. FBI Chief James Comey says Saeed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik were radicalized at least 2 years ago.
Online, as late as early as the end of 2013, they were talking to each other about jihad and martyrdom before they became engaged and then married and lived together in the United States.
The couple killed 14 people and wounded 21 before they died in a shootout with police. Also on Capitol Hill today, Defense Secretary Carter.
The attacks in Paris and San Bernardino were an assault upon the civilization that we defend.
And he tells lawmakers the U.S. willing to help Iraq's army with more personnel and air power to help in the fight against ISIS, especially in the drive to retake Ramadi. The Senate, voting 85-12, has passed